The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone to the shiur this evening. And also to extend a special welcome to a very distinguished guest that we have, my mother, who is paying her first visit to South Africa, just arrived from the United States last night. So on behalf of everyone here, I extend to her a very warm welcome. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, Seif on the base. Omane Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchok, Misha Mielach Emus Osi Barnafle. Did you perhaps hear when Barnafle is coming? Barnafle means the fallen one. Omane Man Barnafle. So Rav Yitzchok said to Rav Nachman, who is Barnafle? Who is the fallen one? Amalei Mashiach. The Mashiach. The Melech HaMashiach, he is Barnafle. Mashiach Barnafle Korifalei. So he said, the Mashiach, do you call him Barnafle, the fallen one? Amalei Ein. He says, yes, Diksi Bayei Mahu Oki Mesukas Dovid HaNefolos. States that on that day, when the Mashiach will come, I will uplift and reinstate the sukkah of Dovid HaMelech HaNefolos, the sukkah which is fallen. So you see that the Mashiach is referred to as the fallen one. So he said, perhaps you have heard that when will he come? Omalei, he said, Yitzchok said, Hochi Omer Rabbi Yechanan. This is what Rabbi Yechanan taught. Dor Shem Ben Dovid Bo, the generation which the son of David will come, Beit Talmidei Chachomim Mismaitin. We will find a diminishing of the Talmidei Chachomim. Ba'ashar Einehem Kolesh. The rest of the people, their eyes will dim from all of the problems and the sufferings. Biyogin Ba'anochei, Betzores Rabbeis, Ugzedes Koshes, Mishachos, and sufferings and decrees from the foreign governments will increase and renew themselves until we to the point where before the first one has even finished, a new one is already here. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Shvu Sheh Ben David Bo, in the 7-year period, the Shemitah period, in which the son of David will come. Shona Rishayna Miskayim Mikrozeh. The first year, we will see a fulfillment of this pasuk. Vimtati al ir achas, val ir achas le amtir. I will bring rain on one city, and on another city I will not bring rain. Which means there will be drought and famine in certain areas, and other areas not. Shnia, in the second year of that period, Chitzei Rov Mishtalchim. We will see light famine go through all areas. Shlishis, in the third year, Rav Godel, it will be a great famine all over the world. Umesim anoshim venoshim v'taf, v'chasidim v'anshei maisa. And men, women, children will die, and the righteous and men of deeds. V'teirem ishtakachas milemdeho. And Teru will be forgotten from its students. Bidavis, in the fourth year of that cycle, Seva ve'ene Seva. They will be found what to eat, but with a measure. Ve'chamishis, the fifth year, Seva Godel. There will be great plenty. Ve'echlin, ve'sheisin, usmechin. And everyone will eat and drink and rejoice. And Terah will return to its students, to those who study it. Shishis Keles. The sixth year, there will be great Keles, thunders and sounds in the shofar. Shvis Melchomes. The seventh year, there will be war. B'meitzoy Shvis. And after the seventh year, Ben David Bo, the son of David, will come. Omer Rav Yosef, Okama Shvis, Dahave Kein Veleosem. Rav Yosef says that we see many times cycles which has these things. And Ben David, the son of David, has not come. Omer Abaya, Abaya answered, B'shishish Keilis, B'shvish Melchomes Mihava. Where did you ever see in the sixth year there should be the sounds of the shofar, and in the seventh year a war? This there hasn't been. And even if we do find that all of these things might happen, but they have not happened in this order. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Yehuda says, Dor Sheben David Boy, the generation in which the son of David will come, Beis Avad Yelesnus, places which were used for chachomim, for wise people to come together to study Torah, they will be used for prostitution. Va'gol yichore va'agavlen yoshim. Va'anshekvul yisevav mi early year v'la yichaynenu. We will see disruption. And we will see people wandering from one city to the other. Great students, great scholars. V'chachomim ha'seifrim, v'chochmas ha'seifrim tisorech. And we will see the wisdom of Torah will be despised. And those who fear sin will also be despised. And the leaders of the generation, they will be similar to dogs. But emes naderes, and truth will be lost. Shnema vatihi or emes naderes. As it states that the truth will be lost, nasis adorim adorim vaholkaslay. Truth will become like herds of sheep that will run away. Kol mi shesor meira mishteil al abriyas. And anyone who tries to run from evil, he will be scoffed at and mocked by the people. Then the Gemara continues. Tanya Rabbi Nahoria Aimer. Rabbi Nahoria said, Dor Sheben David Bo, generation when the son of David will come, Bei Na'orim Yalbinu Pnei Zekenim, it will be a generation when the youth will embarrass the elders, and the elders will give honor to the youth. Ubas koma the oma, and the daughter will stand up against her mother, bekala bechamoso, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Upnei hador kipnei hakelef. And the leaders of the generation will be symbolized as dogs. Ben misbayish me'oviv, and a son will not be ashamed from his father. Tanya Nehemiah said, Dor sheben David bo, when the son of David will come, Azus tirbe. It will be a time when we'll see a tremendous amount of chutzpah, of audacity, of arrogance. Vayeki aves, and honor will become distorted. Vagefen yitein piryei vayayin biyeker, and even though the vine will give its fruit, wine will be very, very costly. Venevcho kol hamalchus leminus, and government will become atheistic. Vein teichecho, and there will be no rebuke. No one to say anything. As the Gemara says, in Ben David Boash, it is Hapech Kol HaMalchus Leminus. The son of David will come only after all of the governments have become atheists. Toner Abonin, the rabbis further learned. Ki yodin Hashem amoi, ki yere ki ozlus yad, the efes otzur mi osuf. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge his nation, it will be a time when people will think that his hand has gone away from Israel. Ein ben David bo ad shi yirbu ha-meseris, ad shi ismaito ha-talbidim. The Mashiach will come only when there will become a increase in those Maestri. A Maestri is someone who gives over a fellow Jew to the government. Or Achis Matua Talmidim. Or until we see the diminishing of the scholars. Or Achis Tichala Prutua Pruta Minakis. Or until all of the money is gone. Achis Ashu Minagula. Or until people will become so downtrodden with all of the suffering, they will give up from the Gula, from the redemption. These are some of the statements that the sages make here in the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. Now we can ask a question here. The question is asked by the Maral Miprag in Sefer Netzach Yisrael in Perek Lamed Beis. We see that in this world, the growth and development of every living thing follows a certain pattern. That's the pattern of a small, slow process of development, of evolution, of manifestation. For example, a child, when he's born, he cannot walk, he cannot talk. Slowly, he starts to move, to crawl, to walk, to utter sounds. The same with an animal. The same with a tzemeach, a plant. Starts with a seed, slowly and slowly starts to develop. Therefore, when we come to the time of the Mashiach, the revelation or the development of the Mashiach, so it should also be in that pattern. Slow, the Mashiach, the purpose of the Mashiach is to come and improve the world, come and perfect the world. Bring an achdus, a oneness to the world. So that the kufa, the era leading up to the days of the Mashiach, should also follow that pattern. Where we see first a little improvement in the world, then a greater improvement, an improvement in another aspect. Then it should grow, follow this growth process, until it reaches its full maturity. Because this is the pattern and the process of the entire creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made. And here we see just to the contrary. Shvuah ben David Bay, 7-year period when the Mashiach will come, that'll be the worst in the history of the world. Dor Sheb ben David Bay, the generation which David will come, that will be the lowest ebb of the world. There will be no truth, there will be no government, there will be no justice, there will be no Torah, there will be no greatness for Klal Yisrael. It will hit an ebb, a low ebb. And this is what the Gemara tells us in Masechta Seita, that the generations on the heels of the Mashiach, there'll be the greatest sufferings and the greatest problems. Then the Mashiach will come. So why is this contrary to every process of growth and development that we find in the creation? This is the question he asks. It's a very, very profound question. He gives an answer to this, which he elaborates greatly on in Perek Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Hei, which lets this evening dwell on a few aspects of what he says. The reason for this is because the Tekufa, the era of the Mashiach, the Melech HaMashiach, who comes to perfect this world, is not basically an outgrowth from this world. If he was, then his development would be the same as any other development we see. But it's a Madrega Chadosho. It's a new level that will come to this world. Not an improvement of the quality of the world that we have. Not a perfection of what the world is today, but an addition of an entirely new level that the world never had. Even though Shmuel says in the Gemara, "Ein bein el mazel v'meis haMashiach el shibun malchias belvat," that we shouldn't think that the days of the Mashiach, that era will be an era unlike the world that we live in today. The basic difference would be that you will not have tyranny, governments of tyranny in the world, but the Melech HaMashiach, the king, the descendant of David, he will rule the world. What is meant by that is there will be no natural phenomenon, supernatural phenomenon, in the days of the Mashiach. The days of the Mashiach will still be run in accordance to the laws of nature that we are accustomed to. But within that structure, there will be a new level in the world that has never been here before. A source to this is the Gemara Masechta Erechin. It says in Erechin of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, "Tisandir Rebbeud Omer." Rebbeud said, "Kino shel migdash shel shviyos nimin." Hoyo shenemar seveas moches es ponecho. The kinor, the harp, which was played by the Levim in the Beis Hamikdash, it had seven strings. Now that's every note of the scale. Even though on our scales we have eight, but the last note is merely a repetition of the first. In music, we have seven levels. And that was the harp which was in the Beis HaMikdash. Vishal Yemes HaMashiach, but when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt during the time of the Mashiach, that harp will have eight strings. As it states, "Lam Natseach al Hashminis." David HaMelech wrote a song for that period, and he said he'll praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with eight notes. So there'll be a new harp, with 8 strings. This means not only an extra string is added to the harp, but an extra note will be added to music. Shalaylam Habo, the harp which will be used in the world to come, Eser, that will have 10 strings. Shnemar Ale Osor Ve Ale Novel. Eimer Heidel Hashem Be Kinor Be Novel Osa Zamrulei. Now the music which was played in the Beis Hamikdash, this the Gemara learns out from Shira, because we're obligated in Shira to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of the Shira, the Gemara says, is to praise the Almighty. The Beis Hamikdash, we praise the Almighty in accordance to the fullness of the world. So in this world, we praise the Almighty with a harp of 7 notes. In the days of the Mashiach, there'll be a new level added to the world. Therefore, we must praise the Almighty with a shira, with a song, from a harp with 8 notes. In the world to come, there, we must praise the Almighty in accordance to the level of that world. So that will be a harp with 10 strings, with 10 notes. So what do we see from this Gemara? That the essence of the world during the time of the Mashiach will be entirely different than the essence of the world that we are living in now, through a new level which will be added to it. This is the Madrega Hadosho, the new level that the Mashiach will bring. And with this we can understand the further Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Pei Gimel Omer Aleph, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Abraham. One of the blessings he gave him was the Nivruchu Becho Kol Mishpachei Sa'adoma. The simple meaning is that through you will be blessed the Nivruchu Becho. The word Nivruchu from the word Drocha. From you will be blessed all of the families of the world. And from there we learn that Abraham was not only a father to Israel, but Av Hamayim Goyim. He was a father to many, many nations. Many nations were blessed through Abraham. The Gemara in Yevamos darshins differently. And the Gemara says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Abraham, Shtei brichas sheish li. 2 brichas I have. Not from the word brocha, but from the word bricha, which means a graft. I have 2 jewels amongst the families of the earth which I want to bring to you. And therefore I shall graft them to you. And that is what is meant, v'nivrachu becha kol mishpachei sa'adoma, that the nations of the world will be grafted to you. In order that these 2 jewels that I have amongst the nations will have a manifestation through you. Bezurus Hamalavio and the Omis, the Omi Naomi Ha'amonis. From Ruth came David HaMelech. And Ruth belonged to another nation. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that soul should come through Yisrael. So he grafted the two together. And that's what is meant with Nivracho. Benivrachu, from the word Bricho, a graft. Now the question is asked, but why? If there was such a great soul in Rus, or in Naomi Amonis, that there was a link between her and Shlomo HaMelech. If there was such a great soul there, so why did they have to be produced via other nations? Why couldn't they be produced through Klal Yisrael themselves? And not only that, but who came from these people? From Rus came David HaMelech. From David HaMelech will come the Mashiach. This means that the Mashiach himself had to be produced via foreign nations, becoming grafted to Klal Yisrael. Why is this? Now, when do we graft something? If we have a tree, produces a fruit, no matter how healthy the tree is, or how wealthy the soil is, or the atmosphere, or the rain, the tree can never give more into the fruit than it has itself, in itself. A tree cannot produce something which it itself does not encompass. It gives some of its energies into the fruit. It gives the majority of its energies into the fruit. Or it will give all of its energies into the fruit. But the fruit can never encompass more than the tree itself. But what happens if we want a fruit that will have certain elements that the tree does not have? Then we use a graft. We take another tree and we join the two together. Now we will produce a fruit that can encompass more than the tree itself. So was it with the Melech HaMashiach. Klal Yisrael had to produce a Melech HaMashiach. But this Melech HaMashiach was going to bring a new level to the world and to Klal Yisrael. Not a perfection of the previous levels. Not a further development of the previous levels. But a Madrege Chadosho, a level which never existed in the world, a level of perfection which never existed in Klal Yisrael. So then how is it possible for Klal Yisrael to create such a product? How is it possible for Avraham Avinu to create such a product, to create a level which he himself never had? Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "V'nivrachu b'cho kol mishpecha Yisrael Adama." I will graft to you the best in the other nations also. They themselves will never be able to produce it, because they don't have the brachos of Avraham. You'll be able to produce only to the limit of your brachos. But if I graft in you the best which is found in the nations of the world, and then it will come through you, it will become part of you, and receive all of your brachos and your tahara, your purity, then from there will come a madrega hadosho, a level which is new, not only to the nations of the world, but to Yisrael also. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham, Shtei brichos yesh li, I have two grafts which I want to bring to you. Therefore, the development, the coming of the Mashiach, cannot be like all of the developments that we see in the world, because it's not just a further evolution or a further manifestation, but it's an entirely new level which will come to the world, an entirely new level which will come to Israel. And just like a tree cannot give to the fruit more than it has itself, so is it with the Melech HaMashiach. Therefore, it will not be a slow evolution, but a level that comes on its own. That's one element in the level of the Mashiach. Now there's a second element, which is also very important. This new level is not only new, but is totally contrary to the basic level of the world. A simen ledover. An indication of this. Because this world is known by the sages as the Olam HaPirut, the world of division. This world is full of dissension. The first day that man was created, Kain Harag es Hevel, one son murdered a second. It's the world of division, of strife, of dissension. War has never ceased from the face of the world from that day. So we see that's bound up in the very nature of the world. What does the Mashiach come for? The Gemara tells us, Eliyahu that comes to be Mavase the Mashiach, Leboi Lelasi Sholem Eilam, comes to make peace in the world. What is the purpose of the Mashiach? The Gemara says, there will be one king over the entire world, like in the time of David HaMelech or Shlema HaMelech. This is the hepich, this is the contrary to the very nature of the world. The nature of this world is strife and dissension. That's why there's always been war, there's always been machlekes, there's always been chiluk hamalchus, divisions of kingdoms. And the Mashiach is coming for achdus, to make the world one. Another indication. The sages tell us, what is this world called? Alma d'shikra, the world of falsehood, the world of deceit. A world which falsifies the guiding hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The very name, world, which comes from the word halama, to conceal. Because the very essence of the world conceals the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the purpose of the Mashiach? purpose of the Mashiach is to reinstate the Malchus of Dovid HaMelech. Malchus of Dovid HaMelech, that's from Yehuda. And on that the Torah says, Yehoshua shaved me Yehuda, the staff of Yehuda shall always reign. Which means justice in the world. Law and justice. So the Mashiach is coming to bring justice to a world. And the nature of this world is Alma de Shikra, a world of deceit. The Mashiach is coming to bring Farsa and Shem Hashem, to bring the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. And the nature of the world is to conceal the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that not only this new level that will be brought by the Mashiach is a new level, but it's also a contrary level to the very essence of the world that we're living in today. It's a very interesting medrash. From Echor Abosi in the Psichto Chov Dalet. Maral brings it in Terek Lamed Dalet. Rachel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Goli Lefanecha She Yaakov Bali Avani Avi Yisera. You knew that Yaakov, my husband, he loved me with a great love. But Avad Bishvili Sheva Shoni, and he worked for me for 7 years. Ubashlima Isin Sheva Shoni. And at the end of those 7 years, when it came time for him to marry me, then my father wanted to exchange me for my sister. And this was something that was very, very difficult for me to accept when I found out what was happening. Therefore I gave simanim, I gave signs to Yaakov, so we would know it was each other and my father wouldn't be able to deceive us. But still, in the end, when I saw what he was doing, I didn't want my sister to become ashamed and embarrassed. So therefore I gave her the signs, and I was not jealous of her. And in order to save her from great shame, this is what I did. So therefore, if this is what I can do, someone who's made of flesh and blood, so you... who's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king of the world, how much more so should you not be jealous of Klal Yisrael when they go and they worship other gods? And instead, what do we see? That you've driven them out of their land and you've destroyed them and scattered them among the nations. Immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes compassionate and he says, Bishvileich Rachel ani achzer ish yisraelim kemon, that because of you, Rachel, I will return the children to their place. And that's what it says, Omer Hashem kol barom anishma, that Rachel doesn't have to weep anymore. Shovu bonim ligvulam, the children will return to their boundaries. The Maharal asks a question, what does one thing have to do with the other? Just because Rachel, I mean, this was a very admirable feat, that Rachel allowed her sister to marry Yaakov. But just because she did this, what does this have to do with the fact of forgiving Klal Yisrael to be disloyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to go serve other gods? Just because she did this, it's not a justification for Klal Yisrael to serve other gods. So the Maharal asks, why is it that Yaakov Avinu had two wives? Why did it happen to be that way? And he gave birth to the 12 Shvatim, the 12 sons, through these two wives and the two maidservants of theirs. After all, Yaakov was the Bechir Sheba Ovis. He was the perfection of the Ovis of the patriarchs. And the 12 sons, they were the foundation of Klal Yisrael, the entire foundation of Klal Yisrael. So why was it that it came through two wives? And two wives that the Gemara says, Das et Sora zev zu lezu, but one is a Sora to the other. One causes great suffering to the other, and great jealousy to the other, and great division. He said, the answer is, it had to be that way. Because this world is not at the level where it can receive or accept something of total perfection. It's impossible, total perfection in this world, when in this world, by nature and essence, it's the Olam HaPirud, it's a world of imperfection, a world of division. And Klal Yisrael, which is the ultimate perfection of this world, would be impossible to reach total perfection being in a world which is totally imperfect. And had the 12 sons been born to Yaakov from Rachel alone, then there would have been total unity and perfection amongst Klal Yisrael. And that's not the level of this world. Therefore, just like in the very nature of this world there's division, that division also had to be in the Binyan Habayis, in the building of the foundations of Yisrael. Therefore, the 12 children had to come from two wives. And Rachel knew this. The both were Nevi'is, the Gemara says. They were prophetesses. So Rachel knew this. And when she knew this and realized it, that is why she consented to give the secret signs over to her sister. And this is what she told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I realized that the 12 Shvatim, I would not be capable of giving birth myself, so I totally gave up my personal desires and allowed that Sora, allowed another wife to come into my house. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you so strict with Klal Yisrael when they serve other gods? Why do they serve other gods? It's only because of the essence of this world, which is division. if there was no division in this world, there would be total unity. There would be total unity. There would be only one king, only one God. So why do people serve other gods? Because of the division in the world. So just as I realized it, and I gave up all of my personal desires for it, then you also must realize it. And you must give up all your personal desires also. And forgive your children that go and serve other gods. This is what Rochel told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what one has to do with the other. But we see from here that this division affected also the very nature of Klal Yisrael. And that is why we find interestingly that there was always a split between the children of Rochel and the children of Leah. For example, the great strife between Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef was the son of Rochel, while Yehuda and his followers, they were the sons of Leah. There were two kings. There was division, there was a split. This came from a division in the foundation. We see it later in history. After the time of Dovra Melech and Shlema Melech, the Malchus was divided. The Malchus was divided. Yehuda and the Ten Shvatim. And the Ten Shvatim basically were Ephraim. So the kingship was divided with great strife and division between Yehuda and Ephraim. Yehuda is the son of Leah, Ephraim the son of Rochel. So the second element in the level of the Mashiach is not only a new level, but a level that's contrary to the levels of the world. This world is division. The Mashiach is coming to unite. This world is machlekes. She is coming to make peace. This world is many kings and many gods. Mashiach is coming to be one king over the world and to bring the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone into the world. Another interesting point we see in this is the Mashiach is the descendant of David, of King David. The Gemara says, therefore, David is Dugma L'melech HaMashiach. The time of David was a time which had a similarity to the era of the Mashiach. It will be his descendant. We find only during the time of David HaMelech and Shlema a complete unity in Klal Yisrael, where one king ruled, where there was one Beis HaMikdosh. This was from the power of David. He laid the foundations of the Beis HaMikdosh, his son built it. During his lifetime, he ruled. No one else. There was no split in the nation. And this followed with Shlema HaMelech. But the Gemara tells us that the Malchus of Shlema, the kingship of Shlema, reigned through the entire world. And one opinion in the Gemara, as this kingship reigned not only in this world but in the upper worlds also. This was a dugma lemelech HaMashiach, a similarity to the Mashiach. And not until Shlema died who he reigned with the power of his father, did the empire become divided. If this was the case, that by David was this power, then this would mean that by David was found a greater perfection and a greater unity than by anyone else. And this we find. We find this in the Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Psochim. Could you open the door a little? The Gemara Masechta Psochim. Hadafku Futes on the base. What it brings Dorash Rav Abira Zimna Mamale Mishmei the Rav Zimna Mamale Mishmei the Ravashi Maid Iksiv that states Vayigdal Yele Vayigoma. When Yitzchok was born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham made a great suda for him. So the Gemara says, just like Avraham made a big suda, a big party for Yitzchok, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu last a suda la tzadikim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world to come also will make a big party for his tzaddikim, for his righteous people, the children of Yitzchok. This will be a great party, a great banquet. All of the tzaddikim will be there from this world. When they'll finish to eat and drink, they'll come to bench, Birchas HaMozein, it'll be a great shiloh. Who should you be mechabit with the bench? If all of the tzaddikim are there, so who should you give the bench in? So the Gemara says it's a great problem. So the Gemara says first, they'll offer it to Avraham. They'll give Avraham Avinu a cup of wine and tell him to bench. Avraham will turn it down and say, I'm not going to bench. I'm not roi lekach. To bench you for such a suda, you have to be someone who's fit for such a covet. He says, it's not for me. Why? She yotze mimene Yishmael. Because I gave a birth to a son, Yishmael. Yishmael, father of the Arab nations. They cause so much sorrow to my children. And I'm the cause of it. He came from me. How can I bench at such a suda? So he refuses. So they'll go to Yitzchok. Take the cup and bench. Yitzchok says, no, I will not bench. Why? She also me many Esav. I gave birth to Esav. Esav, the father of Edom and Amalek, father of Rome, who gave so much sorrow and death and bloodshed to Klal Yisrael and the entire world, and I should bench. No. So Emel El Yaakov, they go to Yaakov. Tulba Berach. Emel El Hanani Mivarech. Yaakov says, no, it's not for me. I cannot bench. Shenososi shtei achyes b'chayehen sh'asid teira la'esnat milay. Because I married two sisters while they both were alive. And later on, the Torah came and forbade such a thing. So how can I... Here I married two women that were sisters. They're allowed to marry one sister after another, after the first one's death. But two sisters, while the first one is still alive, that later on the Torah forbade. So therefore, the mention is not for me. Omele Lameisha, so they go to Meisha. Emele, Akkadosh Baruch Hu goes to Meisha. Tula Beirach, you bench. Emeleham, Eini Mavarech. He says, no, I can't bench. Shelei Zochisi Likonis Le'eretz Yisrael Le'Bechaya Le'Bemeisha. I took everyone out of Egypt to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. And everyone was zeicher to go into Eretz Yisrael. And I was not. Not during my lifetime and not during after my lifetime. So it's a great chisoron. It was a great shortcoming. Because of my sin. So who am I to bench for such a suda? So Emele Yeshua, Sakarj Baruch goes to Yeshua. Yeshua is the one who took everyone into Eretz Yisrael. Tula Berach, you bench. Emele Aneni Mevorach. He says, no, I cannot bench either. Shelei Zochisi Leben. Because I was never zeicher to leave a son after me. Diksiv Yeshua bin Nun. Nun b'nai, Yeshua b'nai. Emele L'David. So from there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to David HaMelech. Tula Berach. You take the cup and bench. Emele Ham, David says, Ani Avorach. I will bench. V'li No'el Avorach. And it's very proper and beautiful that I should bench. Shenemar, as it states in the Tehillim, Keish Yeshua Yisesor, U'v'shem Hashem Ekro. That the cup of the Yeshuas, of the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will lift up, and I will call out and praise the name of Hashem. So David benches. Now each one of the Oves had a chisoron. Something, some imperfection. By Abraham, the imperfection was Ishmael, and by Yitzchok it was Esav, and by Yaakov it was their two wives who were sisters, and by Meshach it was that he wasn't zeicher to go into Eretz Yisrael, and by Yeshua it was that he didn't leave over a son. But by David, they found no chisoron. Even though these were very, very great people, and in many, many ways they were greater than David HaMelech. But when it came to shleimus, to perfection, to unity, it was David HaMelech. Now what is the idea of benching? We think benching, the idea of benching is so you can give someone an honor, a kibbut. The benching is a kibbut. That's not the purpose of the benching. The benching is to someone to be mevorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The states v'yachalta v'sevotel v'erachto. You eat, you drank, you were satisfied, now you must bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the benching is. So when you look for someone to bench, you don't look for someone to do honor to him. You look for someone who's roi to be mevorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who's fit to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you must look for. Now the bracha that one gives is in accordance to the person. The bracha that comes forth from a person is apportionate to the person who's giving it. If he's a small person, he gives a small bracha. If he's a great person, he gives a great bracha. If he's an imperfect person, then the bracha is imperfect. If he's a perfect person, then the bracha is perfect. The bracha is bishleimus. Therefore, when we came to Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham and he said, Avraham said, at such a suda, the suda of the world to come, where all of the tzaddikim will be there, And now it's time to be Mavorach Hashem, to give a brocha to Hashem. It has to be a brocha shlema, a perfect brocha. How can I give the perfect brocha when in my seed was such an imperfect nation as Yishmael? Yitzchok said, how can I give such a perfect brocha when in my seed was Esav, the arch enemy of Yisrael in the world? And so on and so on. And David said, Ani Avorech, I will give the brocha. V'lin Noel Avorech, I can give a perfect brocha. As it states, Kol Shishuas Eso, that I will lift up the cup of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will be Mavorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shem Hashem Ekro, I will call out the name of Hashem B'Shleimus in perfection. This is the reason why the greatest praises that we have are the praises of David HaMelech, the Sefer Tehillim. Because no one was capable of singing, of being Mavorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu like David HaMelech. He was the most dovuk. He cleaved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer than any man. He was more united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu than any man. And therefore during his reign, and only during his reign, was Klal Yisrael united. That perfection and that unity went into Klal Yisrael and into Hasan Shleim HaMelech. After they died, then everything came about. But when he was alive, it was all perfect and unified. And therefore, David Dugma Shel Mashiach, the Zera of David HaMelech, from him will come the Melech HaMashiach, who also will bring the perfect brocha and unity to Klal Yisrael. So we see two elements. Firstly, it's a new level. A level that the world never had before. Therefore, it cannot grow from the world. Secondly, it's contrary to all the levels of the world. Now, for this reason, is why we will find great suffering in the time of the Mashiach. Suffering Yisurin. This comes from Hisnagdus. Whenever there are Points of pressure are from two forces counteracting, contradicting each other, working against each other. When there are two forces, or more than two forces in the world, working against each other, Isnagdus, this creates Yisurin. This creates great suffering. Great problems. There's a medrash that states that Yisurin were nechleko legimel halokim. The basic sufferings of the world of Yisrael were divided in three parts. One was given to David HaMelech. We see David HaMelech had great sufferings. Even though we just explained that he was so perfect, he had great sufferings. The second portion was given to Haruge Malchus, Dor Hashmad, to those who were killed by the governments and the kingdoms because they were Jews serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The third portion of sufferings is the Melech HaMashiach, will be given to the Melech HaMashiach. Now these three points are the points of greatest contrary forces and resistances. David was the first one who started to destroy Edom, the seed of Esau, and to bring unity into the world. So there was tremendous forces of resistance. Therefore, there were tremendous sufferings. Haruge Malchus, these were the Jews, the time of the Romans, Rabbi Kiva Bechaverev, who gave their lives for Torah mitzvahs against the Romans. Tremendous forces of resistance, therefore tremendous sufferings. And the ultimate will be in the time of the Mashiach, when he'll come to destroy those foreign forces. So therefore it will be a time of tremendous resistance and a time of great suffering. Therefore the Gemara says, that in the time when the Mashiach will come, Shvuah Sheben David Bo, the cycle of the 7 years that the son of David will come, first there'll be slight famine. Second year there'll be greater famine. Third year there'll be a great famine, and death will come to righteous people. Torah will be forgotten from Torah will be forgotten from the scholars. The closer the Mashiach moves to the world, the greater the force of resistance. The greater the force of resistance, the greater the problems and the sufferings. Therefore, the first year, slight famine. The following year, greater famine. The following year, great tragedies. The closer the forces of the Mashiach comes, so you have a force, a unifying force, and a force of division. You have a force to bring the Malchus of Hashem into the world, and a force to drive it out of the world. You have a force of Torah coming into the world, and a force of anti-Torah. And the hotter the battle, the greater the explosions. And in the beginning of the cycle, the other forces will be misgaber. They will be stronger. But slowly, the Melech HaMashiach will prevail. So in the beginning, we will see great suffering in the world. Klal Yisrael downfallen. Loss of Torah in the world, loss of mitzvahs in the world, loss of truth in the world, loss of dignity in the world, the rise of sheker in the world, the rise of chutzpah in the world, the rise of bizui, of disgracing Torah and Talmidei Chachamim in the world. But as each year progresses in that cycle, then the forces of the Melech HaMashiach will prevail. Then it states, the seventh year, Milchoma. The seventh year will be war. That will be the year of the total battle, the total devastation of these forces. And this comes from the origin of Yaakov and Esav. That one derives its power from the other. Yaakov will rise up only through the destruction of Esau. And in the seventh year, when there's war, that will be the final destruction of Esau, of Edom, giving way to the rise of the Mashiach. Because the Mashiach will not be able to come until Esau is annihilated. Because if there are contrary forces, they cannot exist in the world at the same time. Lo Yishvu B'Malkom B'Gdulam. Both will never reign at the same time, the Gemara says. Leinim Netzur Ela Michurbone Shul Yishalayim. Ace of cities will be built up only through the destruction of Yerushalayim. Shalayim will be built up only through the destruction of Ace of cities. Therefore, in the final year of that cycle, there will be no Choma. After the seventh year, in the eighth year, then the Melech HaMashiach will come. Why in the eighth year? Because that's the level of the Melech HaMashiach. The Gemara said, the Kino Shel Migdosh, the heart of the Beis HaMikdosh, had seven notes. Kinor Shel Moshiach, the heart of the Beis, harp of the Beis HaMikdosh in the time of the Mashiach will have eight notes. He will come with a new level. Once Esav and Edom, the Roman culture, are destroyed from the world, then the new level of the world will come. And that will be in the eighth year. The eighth year represents a unifying force. Because the Gemara tells us many times, seven represents a great number, a ribui, a pizor, something scattered, like the Gemara says, you go out one way and they'll retreat in seven directions. A tzaddik will fall seven times and he'll still rise up. Seven all the time represents a scatteredness. This world was created in 7 days because it's the world of division. But the Mashiach who will come to unify the world, that will be after the 7 years. That will be in the eighth year. A single unifying force representing the Achdus, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this we see on Sukkot. Sukkot is 7 days, and Klal Yisrael brings 70 korbanos, 70 sacrifices, Shivim Porim, 70 bullocks throughout the 7 days of Sukkot. The Gemara says why? In honor of the 70 nations of the world. So for 70 days we bring sacrifices for the nations of the world. Because this world is theirs. On the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, Par Echot, one bullock is brought. But Am Yechidai, for the one nation. That's on the eighth day. That's the single, the unifying force. Therefore, it cannot evolve or slowly develop. Because it's not something that's coming from this world. And it's something which is contrary to this world. Therefore, it can come only with great resistance. Great forces working against each other. The forces of the Mashiach working against the forces of this world. Until finally it's ironed out. Through the seventh year, which is war, and then the Mashiach will come. One final point. Rav Nachman asked, Rav Yitzchok asked Rav Nachman, who's Bar Nafli? He said, Mashiach. Why do you call him Barnafli, the fallen one? Because it states that on that day I will reinforce, I will set up again Sukkah David Anopholis, the Sukkah of David which has fallen. From here we see that even though it's a new level that will come to the world, but in a degree it's a level which also exists in the world today. What Rav Nachman is teaching, he's called Barnafli because he's not someone that's coming who never existed here before. He was here, but he's the fallen one. He's the one who's fallen and downtrodden. It's not something entirely new. It's an old sukkah. It's not a new sukkah. The sukkah that was here before, the sukkah of David HaMelech, except it has fallen and has to be brought up again. That's the great wisdom that lies in the name Barnafli. And this is what he didn't understand. Why are you calling him Barnafli? And it has to be that way. Because Yaakov Avinu, when he blessed his 12 sons, the bracha he gave to Yehuda, that from Yehuda came David HaMelech, and from David HaMelech comes the Mashiach, lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda, Yehuda shall always reign. What does it mean, Yehuda shall always reign? The staff of kingship, the staff of law will never be removed from the hand of Yehuda. What do you mean he always reigned? When did he reign? The time of David and Shlomo. But there's thousands of years that he didn't reign. So what does it mean, Lo Yosher, Yaakov said, that the staff of Yehuda will never be lost? So the Gemara asks this. Rashi brings, Elu Roshe Goliye Shebabovel, that during the time of the king, it was the staff of Yehuda. When there was no king, then it was the Rosh Goliath, it was the heads of Klal Yisrael, Anoshim Hashuvim Shebechol Dovedor, that in every generation, the leaders of Klal Yisrael that stood up for the justice of the Torah, that stood up for the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that stood up to bring peace in the world, this is the Shevet Yehudal Shalayosur Mimenu. This is the staff of Yehuda that never will be removed. So one should not make an error to think that the power of the Mashiach is not here. Not true. The power that was given to Yehuda and then transferred to David and Shlomo always remained. Never left the world for one day. If it did, then the prophecy of Yaakov is false, because he said, Lo Yosur Shevet mi Yehuda, the staff of Yehuda will never be removed from his hand. It always was here, and it always is here, except it's Barnafli, it's fallen. It's a little here, a little there, it's fallen. And it will come in its shleimus again, in its fullness, when the Melech HaMashiach, the descendant of David, will come. So from here we learn, Eilu Chashuvim Shebechol David Or, those who promote Torah, mitzvahs, Achdus, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of Klal Yisrael, instead of division, Shalom instead of Machlekes, Emes instead of Sheker. It's all from the power of the Shevet Yehuda, of the staff of Yehuda, which is the Barnafli, which is the foundation for the fallen one, the Melech HaMashiach. And when the proper time comes, Bimheiro V'Yomeinu, then he will come and bring the perfection to the world, where we will see oneness in all of Israel, oneness in the entire world. and a new level will be brought to the world where we can give Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the kinor shel ches, the kinor of eight strings, of eight notes, a new level to be Mevorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeche to this day be made of Yomim.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.